Hey everyone, welcome back. So maybe you're thinking about jumping into the gaming world, or maybe you're looking to add another console to your collection, but you don't want to spend a fortune.
Yeah, it can be tough with so many options out there.
Right. So for this deep dive, we're going to make your life easier. We're diving deep into some awesome, budget-friendly consoles we found on Amazon.
We're talking really great deals here. We're going to break down the pros and cons, the kind of gamer each console would be best for, that kind of thing.
Exactly. So let's jump right in with a classic, the Nintendo Switch. This thing's been out for a while, right?
Yep.
But it's still super popular, and right now you can snag one for like $292.
And that's the beauty of the Switch, right? It's got that staying power because it's so versatile. You can play it at home on your TV.
Or take it with you anywhere.
Exactly. Handheld or docked. It's like two consoles in one. And speaking of what makes the Switch stand out, we got to mention those exclusive
Oh
games.
yeah, the exclusives are huge. It's huge. You've got your Legend of Zelda series, which, I mean, come on, those games are incredible. The stories, the worlds they build.
I know. It's like stepping into another world.
For sure. And then, of course, you've got Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. That's a classic for a reason, right? It never gets old. Whether you're playing solo or battling it out with friends, it's just pure fun.
Okay, so the Switch is awesome for portability, family-friendly games, but what if you're on a budget and you want something more powerful?
Okay, so you're looking for next-gen performance without paying, like, next-gen prices. Well, check out the Xbox Series S. Only $298, and let me tell you, this thing can keep up.
Really? How so?
Frames per second.
Yeah.
You know how smooth gameplay is so important? The Series S can handle up to 120 frames per second, especially for fast-paced games. Like, if you're into shooters or racing games, that makes a huge difference.
So it's super responsive.
Yeah, and then there's the loading times, or I guess the lack of them. They've got this thing called Xbox Velocity Architecture. Basically, it uses a super fast SSD and some smart software tricks to like eliminate loading screens.
So you're spending less time waiting and more time playing.
Exactly. And that's what we want, right?
Oh, okay, so you're on the go, right? Maybe you're waiting for a train or you're at the airport, but you want to get a gaming session in. What do you do?
That's where cloud gaming comes in.
Oh, yeah. Cloud gaming. It's becoming more and more popular these days.
And for good reason. So, with cloud gaming, you don't need a super powerful console.
Right, because it's all happening like remotely.
Exactly. The games are actually running on these like crazy powerful servers somewhere else.
Interesting.
And you're just streaming the game to your device. Kind of like, you know, how you stream a movie on Netflix.
I see. So it's all about having a good internet connection then.
Pretty much. As long as your internet's good, you're good to go. And that brings us to a console that's purpose-built for cloud gaming. The Logitech G Cloud.
Okay, so this one's specifically designed with cloud gaming in mind.
You got it. We're talking a beautiful 7-inch 1080p touchscreen battery life that'll last you a good long gaming session. It's on sale right now for $259.90, down from $299.99.
Not bad, not bad. What platforms does it support?
Let's see, you've got Xbox Cloud Gaming, NVIDIA GeForce Now W, Google Play, so pretty much all the big players.
So you've got options. That's awesome. Okay, so we've got portable gaming covered, but what about something more, active?
Something to get you moving.
Exactly. And for that, we have the Next Playground. This console is a little different.
Yeah, this one's all about turning your living room into like an interactive play space.
So it's not just sitting on the couch staring at a screen.
Nope, this one gets you up and moving, using AI-powered motion tracking to put you right in the game.
Okay, so how much is this going to set me back?
$179.99, marked down from $199.99.
And is this for like specific games or?
It's really great for those party games. Anything that involves movement. Think like dodging virtual obstacles, competing in like these crazy, wacky sports, that kind of thing. It's really about getting people together, having fun, and maybe breaking a sweat.
I like it. All right, so for the last console on our list today, we're going old school. We're talking retro gaming with the Pandora Treasure 3D.
Ah, taking a trip down memory lane. I'm in.
Right. Who doesn't love a little nostalgia? This console is only $149.99, and get this, it comes preloaded with over 30,000 classic arcade games.
30,000. Seriously.
Seriously, we're talking Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, all those classics. And the best part, you can even relive those arcade days with friends.
So is this multiplayer?
Yeah, it supports up to four players. So, grab your buddies, grab some snacks, and get ready for some old school gaming fun.
That's amazing.
It really is. I mean, it's pretty incredible how far gaming has come,
Yeah, early. We've gone from these huge, expensive machines to all these different consoles, each with its own thing. And the best part is there are so many affordable options now.
That's what we like to see. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here today. Let's do a quick recap. We started with the Nintendo Switch.
The king of portability and family-friendly fun. Don't forget those exclusive titles.
Right. Then we moved on to the Xbox Series S.
Which proves you don't have to spend a fortune to experience next-gen gaming.
And then we dipped our toes into the world of cloud gaming with the Logitech G Cloud.
Freedom to game anywhere. Yes, please.
Right. After that, we got a little active with the next playground, turning your living room into your own personal arcade.
Gotta get those steps in somehow, right?
Exactly. And finally, we wrap things up with a nostalgic trip back in time with the Pandora Treasure 3D.
Over 30,000 classic arcade games. I mean, come on, that's a steal.
So with all these awesome consoles out there, how do you choose? It's tough.
It really comes down to what you're looking for in a gaming experience.
Right.
Like, if you're all about portability, you know, being able to game on the go, and you love those Nintendo exclusives, those family-friendly games, the Switch is a really solid choice.
Makes sense.
But on the other hand, if you're more about pushing those graphical limits, you know, you want that super smooth, immersive gameplay, and you don't want to break the bank, the Xbox Series S is a fantastic option.
Right. And then there's the whole cloud gaming thing. That's a game changer. Literally, the Logitech G Cloud, you know, being able to play anywhere, anytime, as long as you have a decent internet connection, that's pretty amazing.
Looks like the future of gaming. Right.
Totally. And for those who want to get up and move, get a little exercise while they're gaming, the Next Playground has got you covered. It's such a cool concept.
It is. And you can't forget about the retro gamers out there. The Pandora Treasure 3D is a nostalgia overload in the best way possible.
30,000 classic arcade games. It's kind of hard to beat that.
It's incredible. I mean, think about it. Just a few years ago, we were limited to just a handful of consoles. And now, look at the variety, the affordability. It's a great time to be a gamer.
It really is. So no matter what your budget is, what kind of gamer you are, there's a console out there for you. Be sure to check out our show notes for links to all the deals we talked about. And most importantly, have fun. Until next time.